day did you sleep in on?
Thursday.
Well, don't worry, because here's the Jimmy and Nate catch-up.
Welcome to the pod, guys. Happy Thursday.
Welcome to the podcast. The last podcast for a while.
Yeah.
Nathan and I are taking a little bit of time off. But you know what we're not taking time off from, Nath?
Mm.
Making funny videos.
Oh, you're so right. You are so right. That just continues to flow on, doesn't it?
So if you are a podcast listener, someone who podcasts regularly, I'd hope you'd also follow us on the socials at Jimmy and Nath. Mm. But if you don't, go ahead.
Imagine if people listen going, I don't even know you had social media. I thought it was just the podcast.
Look, no. I'm surprised at, like, people I meet that I chat to and, you know, you're on the street, right? They go, oh, I listen to the show. Yeah, I'm a big fan. And then they slide into the DMs and they're like, maybe they get a photo with us and they'll say hello. And they aren't following us. So
I think it baffles me. Yeah.
You know, no, I mean, they don't have
to. If you haven't, welcome.
Yeah, if you're welcome.
Maybe you're a shadow follower. Every now and then you might just type in Jimmy Nath, see what they're up to.
Yeah, what are you guys been up to?
What are you doing?
So, look, we are off of the podcast for a couple of weeks, but Nathan and I have plenty of videos that we want to get done.
Yeah.
So make sure you're following us on Instagram at Jimmy Nath, Facebook or TikTok, because we do have a lot of videos that we do want to punch out. But otherwise, we'll be back in 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
I don't know the
maybe
date.
We might push out a little bit longer.
I've been saying I'm not coming back till my birthday.
So. I reckon we're done.
Yeah, 2020, it's a write-off.
See you 2021,
2021, guys.
Madonna. Thursday morning, 21 minutes past 6. 7 degrees outside and top of 17 today, Jim.
Is that Madonna fading out, or is we faded her out?
Oh, she goes on for about.
Because I'm just wondering, is it a song that's faded? You know, we're talking about.
No, yeah, no, that's me fading Madonna out.
I'm making
out.
A list.
Yeah.
I'm not listening to artists who fade their songs
yeah,
anymore.
Well, that was me.
Just end it.
Yeah. That was me making it happen quicker, but it was a
You're
fade
not a fan
out.
Of Madonna.
No, well, I just don't like it banging on at the end.
Do you think she bangs on, Producer Grace?
I do not think she bangs on. I think she makes a very concise and excellent point.
Yeah. And what do you think about Nath fading, just fading it down? Just
I think
enough?
It's offensive.
Hey, look, we just chatted about the new Tassie NBL team and potential new names. Now, we had the CEO, Simon Brookhouse, on the other day, and he was telling us each week they're going to get rid of one.
Yeah.
And I didn't know when this was going to happen, but I opened the Mercury this morning, and they've said apparently they've cut one down. One has been axed. Yeah, the Tassie Timbers.
No.
This one was our favourite.
There was the Tacos, which didn't even make the top five.
Yeah.
They didn't even get a fancy drawing.
No.
And then the Timbers, we were like, yes, let's get behind the
this
Timbers.
This is it. Finally, the chance for Pitbull to come to Tasmania.
Yes.
And Kesha.
And Kesha, sorry.
And we could have the mascot, a big piece of Hugh and Pine.
Hugh and Pine.
Or a pirate. You could say, no, shiver me Timbers.
Oh, yeah.
No, yeah, that's
well,
pretty good.
Well, Hobart Hurricanes have the pirate.
Yeah, they've got Captain Hurricane.
Yeah. Yeah. And the pirate.
Pirate?
No, they have pirates.
Oh.
They've been axed. Yeah.
It's a tough time for sporting teams in Tasmania.
But we could say things like, walk the plank, walk the plank.
No, we can't, because apparently they've been eliminated. Yeah.
Got wood, you know, all that kind of stuff.
We've got wood!
Yeah, all that stuff would be fun.
Yeah. Well, wood's hard. You could be like, we're hard to beat.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
These are all things that we can no longer say.
We can't do any. No, we can still say it. Just won't make sense.
We are hard. It's just me like, and Nath yelling at the crowd. Like,
the team's the Mountaineers, guys. We are doing that.
It's hard to climb a mountain.
Oh, good
one.
Yeah,
that's
there
good.
You go. We'll work it in there.
So apparently it's gone. Sad. But we still have the Tasmania Jack Jumpers, the Tasmanian Tridents, the Tasmanian Pride, and the Tasmanian Mountaineers.
I'm going to call it. I reckon it's going to be the Tridents.
I think.
Grace
and
I were
having a chat. We discussed this yesterday.
Just chatting about sport in our
Tridents,
spare time.
Because the three parts of Tasmania
and
being united.
I think
united.
Everyone's been talking about it a little bit. So I reckon it's going to
like
be the Tridents.
I like the Tassie Pride.
I like, I don't mind.
Because the Lions.
I don't
know
what my next favourite is. I don't.
Yeah.
I think I'm still upset.
I put all my eggs into the Timbers.
So do you guys have a favorite? I mean, not that you what you think, but what you would like, or you don't really.
Well, now I'm just a bit like, well, you've ripped two away from me. I don't want to attach myself to another one and lose a third.
You're not ready to love again.
I'm not. I can't. I can't
you love
do
the
it.
Tacos. You love hard getting to wood. Sorry,
the Timbers,
love wood
to the Timbers.
Timbers, and now you.
And now I just might call them the Tassie NBL team. Let's just go with that. Hey. Because otherwise I'm just going to get hurt again, aren't I?
You are.
Mm.
No.
So. Anything else, guys?
No.
I'm just emotional
sad.
Myself. Yeah.
Jimmy and Nate. Hobart's hit 100.9.
Topic A7S. Breaking me. Hobart's hit 100.9. 8 minutes past 7. 7 degrees outside.
Is that the first time we've after we found out that's A7S, not
A7s. Yeah, A7S, yeah, not A7s.
Rachel's in this year. We thought that was
I thought you were reading a number plate.
No, we thought it was...
A7S, XY, you are parked in a no-stopping zone. Anyway,
well, it looks like A7s, topic in A7s, right?
Yeah.
And then apparently... It's pronounced A7S.
Why can't people have regular names for their like bands and stuff?
I found that out after about 3 months of saying A7s.
Yeah, they message you like, hey, bro, it's like a number plate.
Yeah. All right. Rach comes in because she's only one booth away. One booth away, right? She comes in because she's got the good news today. One booth away, right?
Big news this morning that you've actually already touched on. Tasmania's NBL team name is, we've lost another contender. One that I thought would be right up there.
It was our favourite.
It was a favourite of many. I've come to find out the Tasmanian Timbers will not be hitting the court anytime soon.
There were so many things. Like you could get Kesha and Pitbull to do the theme song, Timber. You could have a piece of human pine as the mascot.
Yep.
There's so many ways that you could have taken it. Yeah. Now we're left with...
Walk the plank.
So, we're hard!
Yeah, it's a good cry if you don't like it.
Got wood!
Yeah, because we do! Yeah. We've got wood! We've got... Now, Nathan, I can't yell that anymore.
Probably shouldn't.
We can yell it.
Yeah.
And just wouldn't make sense.
But, I mean, we're left with what? The Mountaineers, the Tridents, the Pride, and the Jack Jumpers. Out of those, any favourites?
We were talking about it earlier. I don't want to attach myself to another one because I've been disappointed
twice
now.
You've been hurt before. I understand.
Have you got a favourite, Rachel?
I quite like the Mountaineers and the Tridents.
I've got a feeling it's going to be Tridents. I'm just going to call it.
You reckon?
I reckon it's going to be Tridents. There's been a lot of talk about the Tridents.
When we had Simon Brookhouse on, the way he spoke, like he sort of went into...
He was very passionate about...
And the three parts of Tasmania and the Trident comes together.
It was a very well thought out idea. I'll give them that. You think of the Tridents, you're like, oh, well, okay, Aquaman doesn't live here. Yeah. But then you think about it and you're like, oh, actually but that kind of works.
I'm also a big fan of mascots in sports. I think they're really important. So whatever the winning thing is.
Do we get Jason Momoa if we get the Tridents?
I'm pitching for it.
I vote yes. I vote the Tridents. Only if we get Jason.
Every basketball, like, you're a fan of basketball. You especially in the NBA.
Tall dudes love it.
Tall men of Hobart, 13-10-60. I told you, no more of that on this show.
Sorry.
But in the NBA, you got celebrities on the sidelines.
Yeah.
Jason Momoa could be our celebrity. I reckon he'd love Tasmania, the wilderness, the outdoors. He's rugged.
And I've got the theme song. Under the sea.
Under the sea. I think that's doing something for Rachel.
What do you reckon? What do you think, Rachel?
I'm a fan. I'm in. Turn me up.
I'm just going to leave it and see what it does to her.
You have to imagine Jason Momoa singing this. That's the
key. I am.
And we're back to Got Wood, aren't we? Let's do this. It's your birthday, so you're about to get a birthday shout-out. Yeah, time for some hit birthday shouts. You want to get one, hit.com.au is where you go, Jim.
Nathan, a lot of birthdays to get through because for those who don't know, we're going to be off for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
But there are three today and two that are happening soon. Okay. Look, if you do have a birthday while we're away, we can do it when we get back. But it's too late now.
Well, Shawnee B will be here. I'm sure he'll do some birthdays.
No, that's our thing. It's bloody giving him out.
We didn't invent happy birthday.
What?
No. Well, we'll talk after the show. I thought he knew Grace. Was he not?
I thought we did birthday. today, Andrea. Happy birthday to the one and only Fish Titties.
Oh.
That's from your loving daughter.
I'll be honest, I was not expecting that.
You were? No. Yeah, no. That's from your loving daughter, Nay.
Nay.
So happy birthday to Andrea.
Old FT, yep.
We've got Ryan. Happy 13th birthday. Mum is very proud of the young man you're becoming, Ryan.
Oh, I'm proud of him too.
And that's from Mum, Xavier, and Yabba.
Nice.
That's Nan. Oh, Nanny.
I love names for Nan.
We've got a birthday today for Dixie.
Dixie?
Yes. Birthday today.
Okay.
Happy birthday, Dixie. Have a fantastic day, you sexy girl.
Yeah, we don't need Dixie. Yeah, okay.
Dixie's last name.
No, we don't need Dixie's last name.
Is enormous.
No.
And that's from Ben.
Thanks, Ben.
Shout out to
Thanks,
Dixie.
Thanks, Ben, for shouting out Dixie.
That's all for today. So give them a happy
birthday. I will reiterate whatever you write on the sheet, Jimmy will read out.
Yep.
Because we trust you, Hobart.
We've got a couple coming up soon as well. There's a few things this morning I didn't think I'd say.
Okay.
We got Sam on September 16th.
Good on you, Sammy.
Keep up the good work. That's from Sam.
Yeah. Oh, nice. To himself. A self-shout-out. It's important, self-shout-outs.
self-love.
Yeah.
And Seth, happy birthday, bud. That's on September 13th.
Nice.
And that's from mum and dad.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday to everybody. Love that. Powering through some birthdays.
If we missed it, it's your birthday or someone you know. Tommy Windsor's birthday yesterday.
We had him on.
Had Tommy Windsor on the show, and we didn't wish him happy birthday. Tommy, mate, I'm so sorry. Happy 29th birthday, bud. You are looking good.
Jim, it's heating up, which means we are coming into Mozzie season. And experts have come out and said that apparently rubbing an itchy bite or a bite from a mozzie is better to soothe itchiness rather than scratching at it. Rubbing it, apparently, is the way to go. Apparently, rubbing activates a soothing pathway from the spinal cord, which helps stop irritation and is much better for the skin than scratching, because apparently scratching damages the skin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I scratch around the mozzie bite.
Yeah.
So you use two fingers on either side of the bite.
Yeah.
Because if you scratch the top, you can... Like you pick
it. You're getting and it'll start bleeding.
Yeah.
Do that. I sometimes do that if I'm lazy, but most of the time, yeah, I'll scratch around it. Or the classic one I do is the X. I put the X in it.
I've never heard of the X.
You've never done the X before.
No, you and Grace were chatting about this.
Producer Grace, you do the X, don't you, with the mozzie bite?
Apparently, you're supposed to do an X in there and also put a little bit of saliva on it.
Survivor.
So just play Survivor in the background. Jonathan LaPaglia licks your hand.
You get Lockie from The Bachelorette to spit on your arm. See,
there.
What?
Leech itchy. We're back to Survivor, are we? Did she just say leech itchy?
I don't think she... Can you get your own audio of you saying that, and then we can... Yeah, no.
So tell us how to fix the mozzie bite again.
Leech itchy. Oh, you know what? Turn the mic off. Turn it off.
You're done.
You've had your chance. And you blew it.
Another option is apparently putting ice on it. Just putting ice straight on it will soothe it. Will soothe itching.
I didn't know
well.
There were options. I thought you just
scratch it until it's gone.
Well, I'm a simple guy. I love simple things. If it's itchy, scratch it.
I've got an itch. You've got to scratch it.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing.
Met an itch I couldn't scratch.
The reason I have so many different types of remedies is because I get bitten by mozzies, and I've told you this all the time.
Yeah.
Mosquitoes love me constantly, particularly coming into the hotter months of the year. Always, always mosquitoes. Sandflies, everything just likes to bite me.
I don't know if this is true, but I got told once that mozzies go after certain, like they can smell blood types.
Blood types, yeah.
So there's like certain, that's why certain people get bitten more than others.
Well,
do you know
because
your blood
type? I've got more blood. I'm the very common one. I'm like O negative or something.
No, I think that's very rare.
O positive?
No, I think O is rare.
Oh, A plus.
B minus.
B minus. Whatever the most common one is, I'm pretty sure I'm the most common one. But which is why I've needed to come up with so many remedies.
Yeah.
So for you, you just have the little scratch around.
Yeah, I don't...
We're not going back to Grace. I don't care about her remedy.
Yeah, don't care. Okay, you're swinging your arms around outside. You're not on the show. You're actually not on the show for the rest of the show. That's how bad that went. You said Survivor and you went... I want you to listen back and have a think about.
Now,
what you've
had it. We've put it up on Facebook as well.
Careful, what you're saying.
It's going to be you on the show.
I'll
in a
kick
minute.
You out too.
A few responses on Facebook, I believe, from people.
Yeah. I haven't been on. I don't have it in front of me.
Mm, right. Okay. Well, you'll hear those next. Apparently. None of us are good today.
I can't tell you. A lot of responses. What are they? Find out next.
All right. 13,
no,
10,
I've got them 60. Up. Do you want them?
No, too late. 13, 10, 60. Hobart, jump on the phones right now. How do you soothe the itch? What is your mosquito bite remedy? Whatever it is. It could be as simple as scratching. Maybe you do whatever Grace does. I still don't understand what she does. Or do you have a special itch remedy that helps you out with mozzie bites?
Maybe you're like Tegan Jess Fiegel on Facebook.
Mm, here we go.
And she says toothpaste.
Toothpaste. Okay, that's an interesting one. All right, 13, 10, 60. How do you soothe the itch? But Jim, we just asked 13, 10, 60, Hobart, what is your mosquito bite remedy? Because we're coming into mozzie season and experts have come out and said that apparently rubbing an itchy bite from a mosquito is the best way to remedy it and stop it itching, not scratching.
I'll be honest, I did not know that there were, because I'm on the Hit Facebook page right now, Hit 100.9. I didn't know there were so many options.
Mm.
I just thought you just... I mean, itched it. Scratched
it. Just scratched it until it stopped.
And don't scratch it too hard. And Mum always said scratch around it.
Yeah.
So don't scratch on top of the
worst, because I would scratch really, really hard. And then I'd have nail marks down my hand plus blood. It was horrific.
You scratch yourself when you sleep.
Yeah, constantly. Constantly.
When you wake up with marks.
Yeah, it looks like someone else has been in there. Meg hates it.
Looks like you've been attacked.
All right, we've got some comments on the Facebook page. What's on there so far?
First one from Maddie. Beer, lots of beer.
Mm.
I don't know if he means drinking it or...
Oh, that was the thing.
Putting it on.
Put beer on it.
Well, he didn't say put it on it. He just said lots of beer.
Oh, lots of beer.
So I don't know if he means drinking it. or just wearing it.
We need
it.
Some clarification from Maddie, yeah.
Yeah, Maddie, let us know. I said Tegan's before. I love this because Tegan's written toothpaste, yeah. And then a bunch of people have replied under her comment going, wow, toothpaste. And she's gone, yeah. And then they've gone, what brand? And she goes, any brand. There's like a whole thread of people.
What if there's a specific brand?
No, yeah. She said any toothpaste. Just enough to cover the bite and let it dry. I usually just leave mine on until it wears off on its own or comes off in the shower.
Yeah, because wouldn't it would go crusty.
Crusty, yeah.
Okay.
Here's one from Claire Shirley. Claire said deodorant. Spray deodorant on it and it will stop the bite, apparently.
Isn't that like a frosty? Doesn't that hurt?
Frosty, yeah. It's from school. Rebecca yeah. Howard said heat up the back of a hot teaspoon.
Mm.
Put that on the bite.
A teaspoon.
Someone said Vaseline.
Vaseline?
Over the top. There's a lot of
so
them.
So many remedies. All right, let's go.
I love this one, though. Okay. This is, here it is from Mark Dunsby. And Mark said, just stand next to someone who's tastier.
It's a good, that's preventative, isn't
yeah,
it?
That's yeah, that's what I do with you. One. They always bite you, never bite me.
I cop it all the time. Always in my room. I need to close my windows. That's a different issue. All right, Therese from Lindisfarne. Hi, Therese. How are you?
Hi, guys. Yeah, good. Thank you.
Therese, what is your mosquito bite remedy?
Well, ice or like a ice pack. Put it on there. You need to cool it down. Oh. It's hot. It's itchy.
Okay.
And that's why the toothpaste probably works because of the minty.
Oh, the cold.
Fresh.
Yeah, you just rub an ice block on it. It's cold. I'm going to cool it down to stop itching.
Now, where did you figure this out, Therese? Do you do this all the time?
Yeah, it's one of my remedies because itchy bite's hot. It's itchy.
Ice one of your remedies, Therese.
Did you come up with this, Therese, or was it like handed down?
Just someone's told me in the past. It could have been mum.
Yeah,
and often you know? Comes from mum.
Because my grandmother used to say that you could cure a sunburn with cold tomatoes. So.
Well, she was a qualified doctor, your grandmother.
See if it works on itchy bites.
All right, let's go to young Sienna from Howrah. Sienna, what is your mosquito bite remedy?
I just put a cross in it with my fingernail.
Yeah, it's a classic, isn't it, Sienna?
See,
yeah.
I'd never heard of that one
this
before.
Is a good one. I employ this, and I think producer Grace was trying to explain to us
I've
last time.
I've told you we've spoken. We're not speaking to Grace anymore this show.
Sienna, do you find that works for you every time?
Yes, it does.
Mm. Do you need long nails to be able to do it well, do you think, Sienna?
Probably.
Or you can borrow someone else's nail.
Someone else can do it for you.
Yeah. Well, how about next time? Because I get more mosquito bites than you. Next time, I'll get you to do the cross on my mozzie.
Because I have long acrylic nails. Yeah, people don't know that about me.
It's beautiful. Can I hear your type again? Yeah, it's really nice. Yeah. Oh, it's beautiful.
Like the nails.
Yeah. Thank you, Sienna. All right, Carly.
Let me just take your number. So, who do you want to chat? Okay. Just put you through now to Nathan. I'll just put you through to the guys.
I imagine that's what it's like when you call Grace.
I'll just put you through to the boys. Just nice big smile. Don't ask them how they are. Just tell your story about mosquito bites. Okay.
Carly from Claremont, wrap things up for us, Carly. How do you soothe the itch? What is your mosquito bite remedy?
Hi, guys. I was a fingernail thing as well. That's a good one for when you don't have anything on hand. The good old Calamine lotion that Mum used to pretty much soak me in from when I was a child works a treat.
Bit of lotion, bit of Calamine lotion.
Yeah. Mm. I've never had the Calamine lotion before. I know people, it's a quite common one, but I haven't. My mum didn't use it.
Where do you get your lotion from, Carly?
Just a chemist.
How much
does it work, Carly?
It actually really does. Like, I literally have memories from being a child of just being pretty much white from it, so... I'm very prone to a mosquito bite, so, it definitely works.
That's a good point. Let me just get my receptionist to make some notes.
So we're just getting Calamine lotion, is that okay? Yeah, we'll just pop you through to the boys in a sec.
Yeah, Nath, look, it's not the end of the week yet, but we are off Hobart. Nath and I are off. We're taking a couple of weeks off. We need to recharge the batteries. Mm. So we've brought forward everyone's favourite segment. We're doing it on a Thursday. It is our Caller of the Week.
An everyday person. Who answered the call and stood above the rest by saying something outrageous on the radio. It's Jimmy and Nate's Caller of the Week.
Yes, it is our Caller of the Week, our cow. I usually do it on a Friday, but Hobart, this is Nathan and I's last day before we take a couple of weeks off, so we thought we'd do it a bit earlier this week.
And to fast track it.
Yeah, had to bring it forward, but there were still plenty of cows to choose from, and may I present this week's nominees.
Jimmy and Nath tried to guess a caller's age by asking him questions. Seems easy enough, unless you're Jimmy.
From Glenorchy, g'day Jordan, how are you?
Good, thanks, how are you?
Mate, we're going alright.
What are you up to this morning, George?
It's on my way to work.
What do you do for work, Jordan?
Plumber.
Okay. You an apprentice, Jordan, or are you full-time, fully qualified?
Apprentice.
Okay. Jordan, you like being a plumber?
Yeah, mate.
You know, George, that was the first thing I did out of school. I tried to be a plumber. I just didn't have it in me. Didn't like the hard work.
You say it best when you just shut the hell up.
With new laws coming into effect to stop people cheating at uni, Jimmy and Nath gave us hot tips on how to cheat at uni.
I had twofold. I had the go sharpen your pencil on the way back, have a look, or knock something off your desk.
Yeah, mine was a classic yawn, lean backwards, lean sideways.
At uni, it's easy to be a cheat.
Then an anonymous caller got involved.
Anonymous, when did you cheat on the test?
It was a couple of years ago, and it was a pretty major uni test. It was my final subject. And one of the exam questions, they gave us the question a couple of days before. It said we could bring in reference material. So I wrote the entire response as reference material, dressed it up to look like an academic source, and then copied it verbatim on my test. Got nearly 100%. So.
Do I ding him?
Yeah.
I ding him.
The thing, Anonymous, with that one, the thing I don't get is if they're giving you the
question. They gave you the option. Surely they knew that anyone could have done that. I mean, Anonymous, to your knowledge, did anyone else do a similar thing?
There was only about three of us doing the subject, and they looked pretty frantic in the test while I was sitting back having a coffee, so I don't know.
Idiots. Can I ask as well, Anonymous, you said that you got almost 100%, so did you get things wrong on purpose, or?
Yeah, you've got to keep it smart.
It's no surprise the Make Yourselves at Home vouchers sold out in 40 minutes, and Kev from Kingston managed to score one. Pretty lucky, right? Well, at least until his wife finds out he screwed up one very important detail.
Now, Kev, there was different eligibility for different types of families for this voucher. Obviously, we know you've got a family. So how big was the voucher that you got, if you don't mind me asking?
I've got my wife, Claire, son, Max. So we should have gone for the family, two adults, one child.
Mm.
But the email came through overnight. I may have selected the wrong one.
No, Kev.
I did get a voucher. However, it's a one adult, one child amount.
Oh.
We still can use it. It's still
your poor wife. She's sitting at home.
You gotta leave her at home, Kev.
Well, we are planning on heading up to St Helens to go mountain biking. So sorry, Claire, you.
Kev's voucher purchase was dumb, cause it's just for him and his son. When Kev's wife hears what he's done, there's no chance he will get lucky.
Well done.
Yeah.
Well done.
Some great nominees this week. But there can only be one winner, and it has to be... It's Kev from Kingston!
Well done, Kevy!
Morning, boys.
Kev, your poor wife. Have you told her the news that she's not coming on the family trip?
Well, she's still coming. However, yeah.
She's going to pay full price?
Yeah.
Oh, mate, you're still very lucky. I know there's a lot of people that would try and buy that voucher off you, but as we know, you can't do that.
You can't do it.
Peter Gutwin said we can't resell the vouchers. Mm. But, Kev, look, this is a long time coming, mate. It was only a matter of time until you're potentially one of our cows, and now you're our 31st cow.
How do you feel, Kev?
31st. Oh, it's exclusive, isn't it?
You
are. The highlight of my week.
Yeah, you are part of a very exclusive limited edition club.
Yeah, and you're the first cow to happen on a Thursday. You're the first Thursday cow.
Of course, you're
potentially
Thursday
the
Kev.
Only Thursday cow.
Absolutely, Kev. Does that add a cherry to the top of the cake?
Well, they say that I'm unique, so let's ride it for a while.
Yeah, ride that wave, mate. Ride that. We're off for 2 weeks. This is how we're leaving it.
Yeah.
So because of that, Kev, because you're our 31st cow, we're about to be off for 2 weeks. What we do need you to do is give us a big, old-fashioned mood to remember you by. Are you ready to do that for us?
I can.
Go ahead.
So we're going old-fashioned. We're not going new modern.
No, old-fashioned.
Give me an old cow, yeah.
Yeah, give me an old cow. All right, when you're ready, Kev, take it away. You happy with that?
No, just I reckon.
Just because it's the last one for 2 weeks.
Yeah, no, okay. He's got another one.
Oh, you go again, Kev. Yeah. You're still not happy?
No, I liked it. Because we're not. There's 2 weeks off.
It did knock your socks off.
I need three. One for this week, one for next. You know what
I mean? It did knock your socks off.
Kev, you happy to do one more for us?
One more, Kev.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, there it is. Final show for us, Jim.
Yeah, taking a couple of weeks off.
I'll take a couple of weeks off, yeah. Recharge the old batteries.
Recharge the batteries, yeah.
Yeah.
Hobart, don't tell Sweet Chili Philly. We're actually taking tomorrow off, but he doesn't know.
He doesn't know that. Well, he gets in late on a Friday, yeah. So he'd be like, how's the show? Like, yeah. We had to head off.
We usually leave by the time he gets in on a Friday. We figure he probably won't know.
Might replay this entire thing.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Because sure. He didn't listen today. All right, Jim, my autobiography, Nate, this is me, the 400-word book, including pictures. There are still a couple of copies left in Dimmick's Hobart. This is the second release. We didn't think we'd get to a second release, but the demand is there, hence we're trying to match it by sending out these books.
Yeah, look, it is. I'm not going to lie. There are plenty of people messaging. I'm still not sure as to why they are messaging, but plenty of people are messaging about your book.
Yeah, so. People still wanting a copy. And if you do want a copy, you can head to Instagram at Jimmy A. Send us a message. We don't just give them out willy-nilly. You've got to prove to us on air that you deserve
it. You know what we haven't done? And a lot of, again, head to our Instagram at Jimmy A if you do want a copy. But, you know, head there if you don't. And just let us know.
Let us know.
We're just getting a lot of pro-book people. If they're anti-book people, let us know. Just go, hey, guys.
Because then we know not to send you one out. Yeah, I mean, we wouldn't anyway because you wouldn't give us our address. Unless you say no and also give us our address.
Can I also shout out the person who messaged us their address on Instagram? And then
just assumed.
And then I replied on behalf of you and said, hey, yeah, like you obviously want a book because you've sent us your address. You've asked for a book. You've given us your address. What's your phone number? We'd love to have you on the show to chat about it because that's what we do. We chat to people, see if they're... And he replied, I'll give you my number when you give me the book.
Okay, this is not a bartering system. It's not a negotiation.
Give me your book first. I'll have a read and then I'll call you.
He's done this before. All right, you can head to Instagram at Jimmy Nath if you do want a copy of the book. We've got a few people that we've lined up. We'll chat to them next. Jim, just talking about the autobiography. Nath, this is me, 400-word book, including pictures. The demand's still high on Instagram. Although we did just ask, you can message us on Instagram and let us know if you don't want a copy.
Yeah.
Just so we know any of those come in yet.
I was on my personal Instagram. Let me flick back over to
they could have gotten your personal Instagram because they didn't want to hurt my feelings, maybe.
At Jimmy Smith V, if you don't want to hurt Nate's feelings. At Grace Gard, if you just want to get to know producer Grace a little bit better. But warning, you know, there's
content on there.
Yeah, there's parental guidance is recommended. No replies.
Okay.
Plenty of more book positivity.
People want it, yeah.
Yeah, but no anti-book.
I've been told number one stocking filler for 2020 for Christmas too. So I think Mr. Claus might even be getting in contact. Wants a few copies to fill the stockings. All right, let's go to Ruby. Ruby from Carlton. Hey, Ruby, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
We're going all right, Rubes. Now, would you like a copy of Nate, This Is Me, the autobiography?
Oh, absolutely.
Now, why is that, Rubes?
Oh, well, because we listen to you guys every day at work, and I've been talking to my brother up about it for weeks now, and I think it's time I get my hands on one.
Right, okay. Now, does your brother also want a copy, or is this just a copy for you, Rubes?
Oh, well, it was going to be a share copy, but two copies would be great.
I love it. Confidence from Rubes.
Confidence, Rubes.
But, Rubes, it also sounds like you want a copy maybe to rub in your brother's face to be like, haha, I got one, you didn't.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea. But Jimmy's good at good ideas.
Rubes, I guess give it to Nath. Nath, do you want Rubes to have a book and rub it in a brother's face, or do you potentially want to give a book to share, or they both get a book? What are you thinking as the author?
I like the idea of a book to share, but the only reason, I want to give it to Ruby first so she can rub it in his face a little bit, but then eventually when the gag gets old, you can let him have it, Rubes. What do you think about that?
I reckon that sounds pretty good.
That's a good idea. Now, how do you go with reading, Ruby? It's a long book, 400 words. You reckon you can get through it?
I reckon I could. It'll take me a few months, but I reckon I'll get there in the end.
A couple of months. Yeah, it's all right, mate. Yeah, take your time.
Rubes, I've had it for a couple of months, and I haven't even started it. So.
Yeah, but that's by choice, though. All right, Ruby.
I looked at all the pictures.
You did, too. It's got some good pictures in as well, even if you don't want to read it. Well, Rubes, you know what? You're getting a copy. Well done. Congratulations.
Oh, thanks, guys.
You treat it well, and you stir up your brother as much as you want. All right, let's go to Neil from Westaway. Hey, Neil, how are you?
G'day, boys. How are we?
Going all right, Neil. Would you like a copy of Nate, This Is Me?
Yeah, I'd love one, if that's all right.
Oh, man, it's my pleasure.
I love Neil's attitude. Neil, what are you going to do with Nate's book?
Look, I'll have a crack at reading it. I'm not much of a reader, but I'd love to learn a bit more about the big boy Roy, so...
Mate, that's fine because I'm not much of a writer. So
There's a lot of pictures in it, Neil. Yeah. That's what I love. It's a lot of pictures.
That's good.
Are you a visual learner, Neil?
I am a visual learner. I'm a roofer, so I'm not the smartest tool in the shed, but yeah.
Well, mate, I'm a radio announcer, and I'm not the smartest tool in the shed, so don't worry about it, Neil.
Two peas in a pod.
You know what, Neil? You're going to get a copy. We're going to sell you out with a copy of Nate, This Is Me. How do you feel?
Yeah, good, mate. That sounds good.
Mate, that's unreal. You can read it on a roof. That'd be beautiful.
Yeah, perfect place to read it.
Especially on a day like this, beautiful blue sky.
Is it nice where you are, Neil?
Yeah, mate, I'm down at Taruna High School doing a bit, and it's gorgeous.
Oh, yeah, it's cracking day. You could probably put it in the library, Taruna High School. It's an educational text. Well done. Well done. Now you got yourself a copy. And, of course, if you do want a copy, head to our Instagram at Jimmy Nath. You can message us. Also, as Jim said, let us know if you don't want a copy.
Yeah, look, it'd be nice to know that people there don't want it. just made me feel a bit better about myself. So.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.